Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Welcome to Positing Living Vibrations, everybody. You're here with Sarah. May everybody be feeling the good vibrations that have been buzzing around us lately. This is a pre-recording today, so unfortunately we'll not be able to take any calls. I am interviewing Vibeke Carlsen from Denmark, and this show airs at 4 o'clock in her morning, so I do not want to have to subject her to being up at that time. To know more about my work and who I am, and my True Colors program and my view of life, please do visit choosepositiveliving.com. That is choosepositiveliving.com. All my shows are archived there, current shows that are coming up, and many articles that have been written by myself and other people over the years. And please do cruise the site and enjoy. So today the show is on dreams. Dreams are messages from the divine. And we're going to unravel them and find out what they mean to us. I dream a lot. I dream in color, action, and emotion. I seem to have two or three movies playing on top of each other at the same time. And they are always so very, very busy. And sometimes it's hard for me to figure them out because they do layer on top of each other. And there seems to be multiple things going on. So sometimes it's very hard when somebody says, tell me what your dream is about, because, you know, it is just so busy. My dreams are kind of, as I said, like movies that play over and over again, and rather like I had last night. I was awake until 3 o'clock in the morning again, and I'm in a twilight zone. I'm kind of in between sleep, in between awake, and even when I kind of jolt out of it, I'm not sure if I've been asleep, but time has passed by, and it doesn't feel like it's, like it is that I've been sleeping, and you know, it makes me feel exhausted in the morning because I've been so absolutely active. Now, am I visiting another dimension where this parallel world is happening? Are my dreams actually real? Is there something going on? Is it just wishful thinking? I mean, there's a lot of these questions that we need to ask today. So we're going to get to the bottom of that. But, you know, dreams are also part of your creativity. And they're also sometimes a representation of what's weighing down on us. You know, people get nightmares. And I've been told by Vibeke that nightmares aren't necessarily a bad thing. And so sometimes we just have to look at what's weighing down on us. Are our dreams reflecting that weight? And, what is it trying to tell us? It doesn't always mean doom and gloom. I know there are some people that dream of things and they literally come true as they dream them. And I think that is more premonition as opposed to kind of the dream world. Daydreams are equally important to us as night dreams. And to dream in all whatever consciousness is very important in making our desires to come true. Dreams are wishful thinking, there are hopes, and literally our wish list. If we do not dare to dream, we do not manifest the possibility. So how do we unravel what dreams mean, and how do we be guided by them? We ask Vibeke Carlsen from Denmark. We are pre-recording the show, as I've said, so folks, we won't be able to take a call. However, she is going to read one of my dreams today, and somebody else that signed up for on Facebook, and she's going to analyze their dream as well. And you can get a taste of how she does this. Vibeke has been doing dream interpretation for the last 25, 30 years. When she was a teen, she came across some dream materials belonging to her grandmother. At first, she found it symbolic and kind of rather strange and illogical, but decided to try it out on her own dreams anyway. These interpretations turned out to be amazingly accurate, so this method has been a true companion ever since for her. Having had her own journey, like 2 years of not being able to leave her own home, a redirection completely from a life that she knew, She dared to step out into a destiny where dream reading became a part of it. So without any further ado, let us bring on Vibeke from Denmark. Hello, Vibeke. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Sarah. Thank you. I've been so looking forward to this.
Yes, definitely. I've been telling people about the dream show, and everybody's been wanting to know because it's everybody has dreams. I mean, you do get some people who say they don't dream, and that they're just in such a deep sleep they don't remember their dreams. But everybody has a dream. And so, and then people get scared by them. I mean, you gave me a statement that was kind of blew me away. And they said, if you're having a nightmare over animals being tortured, it doesn't mean they're being tortured. It means that there's an illness inside of you that's telling you to get well. You know, my reaction to that is, if I'm dreaming of animals being tortured, I'm traumatized by it. That dream is going to really hurt me.
Yes, of course you are. But, you know, it's really about, even though you have a dream that bothers you, it's really about looking at the warnings. There can be some warnings in the dream that will help you in your awake life, that if you know in advance that things are going to happen or you're going to have problems in a certain area, you can actually prepare for it so it doesn't knock you down or, you know. So
one thing actually I want to bring up for you is to kind of what you wrote, and I'd like you to explain it at the top of the hour here, because you were saying that there are four intelligences of when dreaming. And I think so that people understand when we are talking about dreams, where they fit in. Can you tell us what those four intelligences are?
Yes, I can. You know, we have four intelligences, and we have the IQ. We all know the IQ. This is the intelligence that are our true companion in our daily life, in the corporate world, especially. But we also have three others. We also have the SQ, and that's the spiritual intelligence. We have the EQ, which is our emotional intelligence. And we have our BQ, which is our body intelligence. And when we're dreaming, the three intelligences, the SQ and the EQ and the BQ, are highly active when we are dreaming. You know, sometimes we wake up and we are awfully tired because we've been skiing all night or running or whatever we've been doing. And we think we've been lying still, but all of those muscles are actually active while you dream about, you know, skiing or running or whatever it is you're doing in your dream.
That explains a lot.
Yes,
I'm always waking up. I'm always waking up tired because I'm very active in my dreams. So that explains a lot of why I'm always so tired when I wake up.
And it does. And the EQ is your emotional. Your emotions are being very active when you're dreaming. Sometimes even more when you're awake than when you're awake. And the spiritual intelligence is, you know, the most important. It's a gateway to the divine. It's a gateway to your soul when you're dreaming. You have total access to your soul when you're dreaming. You know, in our daily lives, we are so occupied in the things we learn and other people, and we're not always able to be connected to our soul. So our subconscious is connecting us to our soul when we are dreaming and when we are sleeping. That's why we really need sleep, and we need to dream to have this connection. We can also have this connection.
Yeah, you say, yeah, you can also have this connection in awake dreams as well, right?
Oh, yes, and in meditation. Mm-hmm. But that's the only way you can access this, because we are too busy, you know, living our daily lives, so we can't be in that state. Not yet, anyway. We're shifting into a new time, so we're getting better at it, all of us. But we're not quite there yet.
So that's why meditation is very important as well. I actually find that if you do a form of meditation before going to sleep, you actually have much calmer dreams. So obviously a deeper sleep and less active. So I think I probably need to meditate every night. It would be much better.
Yes, that is a good idea. And it's also a good idea to when you go to sleep, to have a notebook beside your bed and to program your mind to be able to remember what you have been dreaming. So it's
on
your mind when you wake up.
Yeah, a recorder is even a good idea. Just, put your hand out and get the recorder out. And it doesn't matter if it makes sense, just talk into it and all.
It depends on what suits you best. You could do that or you can write it down. It really doesn't matter. As long as you have, for me, it's a pen in my hand. The pen in my hand will I might remember a couple of words, and when I put the pen in my hand, more pictures will come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually bring the book with me, when I go make my coffee, and I also have it during the day, because it can be you seeing something that makes you remember what you've been dreaming.
Right.
Maybe a car driving by or a child laughing or whatever it is that makes it comes to mind all of a sudden. And then it's important to write it down. And as you write it down, there's often more pictures coming up.
Unravel, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find that, a soul dream will be different to an emotional or a body dream? I mean, you can have all of them together, but do you find that if the divine is trying to get a message to you, will they actually utilize all of the Qs, the S, the E, and the B Q, or will they really just come through the soul Q to get you a message?
You don't need the emotional and the B Q, the body intelligence,
right?
No, it's the S Q that's the most important.
So those dreams are more premonition dreams. So, like somebody says, I had this dream last night and today this and this happened, like my dream. So the soul cue is more like a premonition. It's telling
you
what's
coming. It can
be
that too, but it's not only that. It's also, it's a direct gateway to your subconscious. So it can also be related to your past. If there's something about your past that you still need to learn something about, it can also come true. It's not only about the future.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of people who do deep meditating or are astral traveling, that dream state, dimensions, going into other dimensions. Dream is really that, isn't it? It's kind of going into other dimensions, into another world, where that world is very, very real. Because when you're in a dream, it's very, very real to you. It is a reality that you're living in.
It is. It's not... Yeah?
Go ahead.
No, it's not... your dream is not a lie. It is happening to you. And it is a message trying to get through. So when you can't remember your dreams, if you have trouble remembering your dreams, it's really important that we learn to relax and kind of make friends with our subconscious, make friends with our soul, so that these messages can get through. People who don't have those connection with their dreams or with their souls are often knocked down by life, to awaken.
Yeah.
And to avoid that, it would be very, very preferable to start meditating. And to ask to be able to remember your dreams. Simply ask and you are given.
Right. If somebody is dreaming very emotionally, they're in the SQ, is that a reflection of the emotion or the turmoil that's going on in their lives?
Yes, it is.
And so through these emotions, can they maybe unravel what's worrying them?
Yes. Yes, they can.
But
sometimes, dreams are... Sorry?
Yes. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sometimes dreams are really, really weird. I think all of us that remembers our dreams know that everything is possible in a dream. And sometimes we all wake up and say, what on earth, what's happening? That why did I dream this? This was really, really weird. So this is where I come in, you know, to help people translate that weird language.
Now, you know, I've got a gig coming up soon with my True Colors and, you know, a speaking engagement. And it's kind of been a while since I've done it publicly. So it's been on my mind. And I went to sleep last night with intending to get a good night's sleep because of, you know, our show that we're pre-recording today and a number of other things on my plate. So I wanted to have a restful night. The moment my head hit the pillow, and I was in that, what I call a twilight zone. You're not really asleep, but you're not awake. I find that is when I am so utterly creative in that zone. And I went through the entire program that I was going to present, the entire program, and I could not switch it off. I got up, I walked around, I tried to do some deep breathing to go back to sleep. The moment my head hit the pillow and I entered that twilight zone again, I'm back in that zone, and I can't set off. So, you know, when we get into those dreams, we can be incredibly creative. But would you say that is kind of maybe the divine taking me through it?
Yes.
Taking
yes,
that program?
Because it can be two things, actually. It can be both the divine taking you through it, but it can also be some kind of stress level from your part. That you can't let go of the things that you want so bad to be perfect, to be good, that you're letting it go through your mind over and over again until you get it as you would want it to be.
Right.
So you're kind of in both spaces at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah. But I find that, you know, and I think a lot of us are like this. The moment we hit the pillow and we enter that twilight zone, we get into creative mode. For me, creative time. And, you know, this is why my dreams are so vivid when I'm in them and also very multi-layered. Like sometimes it really feels like there's three movies going on at once. Can you explain that?
Well, I cannot explain why you are having three movies at the same time.
It's weird.
No, you're not. No, it's like for me, I would describe it as there's a lot of things going on in both your life and in your dream world, and you're very open, so everything is trying to get through to you at the same time.
Right,
but are you confused?
Filtered.
Exactly. Are you confused when you wake up, or are you cleared?
I'm not confused. I don't necessarily remember all the detail, but you know, I don't wake up perturbed. It's it's a lot like my awake state. I've always got multiple things going on in my head at the same time. It just is when I'm in the dream state or when I'm dreaming, it's so much more vivid. Like the colors are more alive, the sounds are more alive. You know, the scenes that keep coming in and bleeding in may have absolutely nothing to do with the one scene, but it's so very real. It's like I'm jumping in and out of these dimensions, these different worlds, into different happening at the same time. But it doesn't worry me.
Okay.
But
if you want to... Yes, I understand. No wonder. I would imagine it would. But, you know, you can actually program yourself or tell yourself before you go to dream that you would like more specific messages to come through.
Mm-hmm.
That might change your dreams so that you get the details, because the details are very, very important when you're dreaming. I couldn't interpretate a dream if I didn't have the details. And it's often the littlest things that have the most important meanings. things that we don't even notice. You know, if you're dreaming about a great big circus with lots of animals and stuff like that, and you actually have a little mice next to your foot, you know, that mice might be the, this is just an example, that mice might be the most important thing in your dream. And you wouldn't think that, really. You would try to see the big picture and all the exciting stuff. You tend to be drawn by that.
Right.
So
don't dismiss the small things in your dreams.
No. Definitely
not. Because they've all got a significance. Okay, so let's pick out some common dreams that people have. And let's see what meaning we have in them. I know personally I've dreamt this, and I know other people have dreamt it, about being... finding yourself naked in public.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
This is all about your vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's vulnerability, or it can be an ability to show yourself, not being shy. You know, you don't have anything to hide.
Right.
So you show yourself naked. You take me as I am. So
right.
It all depends on... Everything is relative. It's very important what you see with that situation. You know, where
so
you are at, what to...
Right. If you're feeling embarrassed, then you're feeling vulnerable and exposed. But if you're standing triumphant in your nakedness, you're saying, this is me and I'm not ashamed.
Exactly. Or if there's people around you, you know, looking down at you and telling them she's weird or why is she doing this, this is a sign that you yourself are not really comfortable in showing yourself all that much.
Okay.
Yes. And it also has meaning if the sun is shining or if it's raining or, you know, everything you see around you has an importance.
And it has an impact, yes. Okay, another dream that I know people have, and this especially, I'm in my 50s, and so people who have had their kids and they're all grown up and they suddenly dream they're pregnant again, and they wake up with the sweats. So <it's a> dream.
Okay, don't worry. Because it's
so,
hardly ever
happened.
What does that mean? It hardly ever has anything to do with you being pregnant, you know, giving birth to something. But it means that you're giving birth to a new idea,
mm-hmm.
or a new way of living. This is about it. And again, it would be important to see what's surrounding this situation. People.
Okay, well, here's another one that I know that people are afraid of that when they dream. It is dreaming of death.
Yes. Don't be afraid of that. Actually, sometimes it can be a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
But then you would never dream this if you weren't ready to face that reality.
Ah.
It wouldn't come to you if you're not ready. You know, God doesn't give us anything we can't handle. Sometimes
right.
we think we can't, but we can. Having that said, it's hardly ever about that. It's mm-hmm. about finishing something off, you know, saying goodbye to things that don't favor you anymore.
Right.
And start something new. Yes.
Right. Well, that's good, because I know people, I dreamt of death last night, and they get very, very scared. So I always was told that death means an ending and a new beginning. So that kind of...
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so what about being chased?
What about being chased?
Yes, if somebody's chasing you.
That's also about you looking at your life. Is there anything you feel haunted by in your daily life? Is there anything you need to change so you can be at peace with yourself? In general, that's what that means.
Okay. And another one, flying. When you have a sense that you're flying.
Yes. Oh, that's a huge one. It matters if you are flying in an object, or you are flying by yourself, or if you're being a bird. You can be a bird in your dreams if you want that. Or you're trying to fly from someone or to something. So this is very to interpret, to read that. I would need the whole dream.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a bad thing.
Exactly, and it's if you have to make an overview of flying, it's like you're trying to get an overview of whatever you are looking down at or flying towards. You see?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I dream a lot of flying. There's another thing I do in my dreams, which is I seem to be standing on the outside, looking at myself on the inside of the dream.
Yes. Are you awake in the dream?
I am in the dream. I'm awake. This is not an awakening dream. This is, you know, a dream. But I am...
I know, but you are awake inside the dream.
Yeah. I am watching myself. So I'm a spectator watching myself in the dream.
Yes, this is a lucid dreaming. This is called lucid dreaming. And that basically means that you are awake in the dream. And you are... This is the closest you get to having your IQ inside your dream.
Ah.
You see? This is the only moment where your IQ is peeping inside and trying to get connected with your SQ and your EQ and your BQ.
Ah, interesting. So it's trying to understand. It's trying to analyze.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because I do that a lot in my dreams. I always seem to be watching myself in the dream. So that figures. Always trying to understand.
Yeah.
Now, we sent you a couple of a dream, whatever you call them, but one from Celia Pink. So if you want to kind of give what her dream meant, she actually has given me, I think I've got about 20 dreams that she's had in the past.
Oh, my.
Completely. And she unfortunately only found them too late, otherwise we would have sent them to you. But the dream that you have, you know, what she's filled out for you now was a current dream. So please do go ahead and interpret and tell us what it means.
Okay, I have to ask you here, Sarah, because I have two dreams. I have I call it the pop syrup dream, and I have the cattle dream. Which one is from Celia Pink?
Celia,
do you remember?
It's a pop dream.
Okay. So this
the
is
other
about...
one, the other one from me.
Okay. This pop syrup dream is all about the sweetness of life. And it's about her health. And it's all about, I see that she'll be cutting down on her sugar consumption, cutting down her level in half and drop the Coke and the Sprite. This is what this dream is trying to tell her.
Okay, I don't think she drinks it, but okay. Go on.
She don't drink it?
No, she
don't eat sugar? Okay.
She very little, and she follows a very strict diet.
Okay.
She manages a movie house, so she works at a concession stand. So she deals a lot with serving pop, but she doesn't really drink it.
Okay. I would read it as she needs to bring her body into a natural state. But it looks like she already did this decision. She already has taken this decision to live this way.
Yes.
Yes. This decision is, yes, and it is her decision. And not anyone else to interfere with this. She's very determined to she's very determined to live this way. So whether she has done it or she is going to do it, this is what this dream is about, that this is a good decision. It's a good decision to cut down on sugar and let the sweetness of life in a balanced manner.
Yes, she doesn't have sweetness in her life, that's for sure. And she's actually a really gifted psychic, so she sees a lot of things herself.
Okay. Yes, but she needs some sweetness of her own.
Yes. Yes, she
and
does need that.
Give her that. Sorry?
No, she does need that, certainly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And it looks like she already have decided to let these things into her life. And this is the right decision.
Yes. So she's been living the healthy way for a long time, and she is in the process of changing her life.
Yes.
So you see it kind of as a letting go?
Sorry?
You see it as a letting go and needing to embrace more joy in her life?
Yes, definitely. But in a balanced manner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not trying to get rid of all the bad things, because bad things can teach us things also. But I'm sure she knows this.
Yes, she does.
Yes.
But she's an orange personality. She wanted to do everything yesterday. And so it's the learning to live in the blue and embrace, you know, always keep saying to a grasshopper, be still, because she wants to rush into everything and not do it slowly and let it evolve as it's meant to evolve.
Okay, but I also have a good news for her, because sugar to use in the way I work with dream interpretation, I have these symbols, and sugar to use means that her profit will increase.
Oh, that's great. She'll be happy to hear
that.
That
is great. Yes, and soda pop to dream, she might be looking at if she's a bit bored. Put some, again, put the sweetness into her life. Have fun. Go have fun. That's what my message to her.
Right. Yes. Yeah, she's due some of that. That's definitely for sure. Most certainly. And I think that's something that we kind of forget in life, in daily life, isn't it? We plow
many
through life and we forget to go and have that fun. Definitely. So how about you tell us, I mean, I said at the top of the hour how you came about, you know, following this dream world, the book that you found from your grandmother. But, you know, tell us a little bit of how the dream, this dream interpretation or this dream understanding has changed your life.
Well, it has changed my life in that way, in that manner that when I interpret my dreams, it doesn't really matter if I get a good message or a bad message. I use it in my life. If it has a kind of negative approach, I use it to prepare myself, because I know I wouldn't know this, I wouldn't get this message if I weren't ready to handle it. And it helps me. It to be aware of things that are going to happen, and it helps me look at my past. Depending on what kind of dream I have, you know, to see what am I ready to let go of, and what do I need in my life right now. So I really use it in all different kinds of ways, both in the present and the past and future.
So it's kind of a guidance system for you.
Oh, yes.
And our dreams can do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about daydreaming. You know, as I said, I've always got something going on in my head. You know, like there's always a scenario, a little movie running in my head. I'm perpetually dreaming in possibilities. I'm always seeing something. It runs through my head that if it goes this way or that way, this can happen or that can happen. How important is it to actually daydream?
It depends on how much you dream at night.
Right. I think you dream 24/7.
Yeah, because if you dream at night, you might not daydream that much because you have your needs met when you're sleeping. But mm-hmm. if you're not dreaming at night or having nighttime dreams, it's extremely important because you need that connection to the divine and to your soul and the deeper levels of your being in one way or the other. And if you can't dream at night and remember the dreams, daydreaming is really, really good for you.
Explain actually, daydream. Yeah. Is it the wishful thinking or is it going into another zone where you're tapping in to a different energy?
Both. Okay. It can be both. The light version of daydreaming is actually it's a visualization, a wish dream, if you will.
Right.
Yes, but the deeper level is what I can call a spontaneous meditation. Mm-hmm. You know, the moments when you just stop and stare into the air?
Yes.
Yes. This is what I call a spontaneous meditation. This is when your soul is demanding to get through to you. And many times it seems like nothing at all is happening. You're just being there in the now, thinking of absolutely nothing. But you can be assured that something is happening. There are getting messages through to you. And you are at peace in that moment. And it's really,
so
really a shame that... Yes. Definitely. And you can interpret those messages in the same way as your nighttime dreams.
Do you find actually that maybe a daydream might be more clearer than a night dream? Because you are kind of more in a consciousness.
It can be. You know, visualization, if it's a light daydream, visualizations are often programmed by ourselves and are often more clear because they are, this is a state where your IQ is involved.
Uh-huh. With it, right.
In the spontaneous meditation, your IQ is shut off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you get into that spontaneous meditation and suddenly you come out of it and you maybe have a little bit of the chills or, you know, there's that anxiety feeling about you, you know, is this something that you perceive as a warning?
It can be. You should definitely listen to your
mm-hmm.
fear. If that's, your fear is your friend, you know, if there's something that you are afraid of, you might look at it in two ways. Either that it's you can actually talk to your fear inside your
mm-hmm.
mind. Yeah, so people won't think you're crazy. Well, you
can't. That's where I'm going wrong. I should keep it in my mind.
No, you can say it out loud if you want. I was just joking. But you can contact your fear. Yeah. You can contact your fear and you can communicate with it. Ask it what it wants to tell you. And ask the fear. This is very important. You can ask yourself, who does this belong to? Is this fear mine? Or is it actually someone else's? Because we can project feelings onto each other. And sometimes
yes.
the feelings we're having are not ours at all. So
picking
you can,
it up.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. When you ask the question, you'll be able to feel it in your BQ, in your body language. You can feel if it's right or wrong. So if you get a light feeling, it's a yes. And if you get a heavy feeling, it's a no.
Right. Now, here's a question. I know it will change according to people, but just in the years of your practice, do you find people more tend to dream in their SQ, their spiritual, or their emotional, or their body?
It's a mix.
It is a mix.
It's a mix, but the SQ is always present. and the EQ is always present. The BQ is not always present because you can be in your mind, in your dream, not really running or skiing or whatever you're doing physically. But the SQ and the EQ are always present.
That's interesting. I just want to go off topic a little bit and talk about ghosts.
Because
not so much anymore, but for a period in my life, that most certainly ghosts came to me. There's been very few I've been afraid of. I've had a couple that, you know, earthbound ghosts that don't realize they're dead, and they just want to possess a body. And that's not a very nice feeling. But most of the time when you have the presence of a ghost, it's simply they want to relay a message. And it's rather like your dreams. It's like trust the message that's coming through. And the same with a ghost presence. Even if you're getting the chills, that just means it's just tapping in on that level. Simply ask what it wants. What does it want to tell you? And then perhaps it might be a good idea to put yourself in that meditative or that spontaneous dreamlike moment in order to receive that message.
Exactly. But we people are really, really, it's difficult for us to listen. So sometimes it's through dreams we get our messages. Sometimes it's through people who have passed over that comes to us and gives us a message. I mean, I can see ghosts and I can feel them, and I had some pretty tough experiences with someone trying to get messages through to me, and I just didn't get it. So I had to, you know, go down with stress, and it wasn't funny at all until I really got it.
And if, you know, we kind of take the emotion on. And, you know, this, I think the same again with dreams, especially if we're having an emotional dream. We are very literal people. So we think that if we dreamt that, therefore it must be. And instead of looking at what the dream represents, what is the underlining story it's trying to tell us, we get caught up.
Exactly.
Rather like you said, if you dream of animals being abused, it means ill health within you. But if we're dreaming something like that, it's immediately kind of, the reaction is, oh my God, how sick am I to dream something like that? So we have to take a step back and you know, stop taking things so literally and try and understand the subtleties of what the dream is trying to tell us.
Yes. But sometimes, you know, if you have difficulty remembering your dreams, your SQ tends to make extreme dreams for you because these are easier to remember. You know, sometimes we have to be spooked up to wake up.
What about when people wake up in the middle of the night and in a sweat from a dream?
Yes.
I mean, is that purely an emotional dream? You know, somebody wakes up and they really feel panicked. I have not lately, but, you know, in the past I've woken up where I actually feel I've been suffocated in my dream. And I wake up gasping for breath.
Yes, that is your emotions running off with you. And again, it's a dream that is your SQ trying to shake you up, to wake you up.
Right.
You know, not wake you up from your sleep, but wake you up to see the messages that are trying to get through.
What is the most bizarre dream you've ever come across, either from you or from someone else? The craziest dream?
Well, I would take one of my own dreams because I don't want to, when people have their dreams interpreted, I like to be private about that. So I will take one on my own. And that would be some animals being tortured.
Yes, and, that would leave an impact, for sure.
Yes. And that had the meanings of around the surroundings, around this scene. It meant that I was in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And There were two meanings from that one thing. It meant that I was in pain, and it meant that there would be people who didn't want me well, or I should be aware of evil people.
Right. Yes.
So, and I was just like, why on earth do I dream this? You know, I know it's a warning of some kind. So to prepare me for this, and this actually happened. There was some evil people coming into my life, and I was prepared when they came.
Right. Yes.
So I could use this. And and the pain thing, well, I was like, well, I know I'm in pain. I have arthritis, and in the wintertime, I'm having days where I'm really sore.
I hear you.
Oh, you know that, yeah.
Oh, yes, the fibromyalgia, yep. Winter isn't friendly to arthritis, yep.
Okay, but this dream was trying to tell me to do something about it. I wouldn't dream this if I couldn't do something about it. So this actually did that I changed my diet to a more basic diet instead of acid. I don't know. Acid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cut down on my work. I work too much, and I've had 3 restaurants, so I've been walking and running a lot. So I had to change that. So and I did that.
Right.
So this torture of animals was useful for me.
So it's telling you were torturing yourself and you had to change your ways.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, and let's go to the other end of the spectrum. How about when you dream of making love?
Actually, if you see yourself having intercourse in a dream, it's not a good thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. You can kiss and you can make out and you can flirt and feel the love and that's good. That's good.
Right.
But actually, having sex.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Oh, let me see here.
One on you, but yeah, I mean, because I have certainly dreamt of making love before, and you know, I would think that some people would have thought that would be a good dream, but
yes, it's because you know, when you're having this experience in your dream, you might miss out on the same thing in your awake life, and this is the most precious thing we have while we are here. You know, there's been reports from people who have been on the other side or have contact with people who have passed over. And their advice is that this is what we are going to enjoy because that's the only thing they miss.
Okay. Okay, so is it something that you're not treating it sacredly enough?
No, not at all. But if you're living your sexual life out in another dimension while you're dreaming, you might not need it or get the pleasure out of it in your awake life.
Okay, so you're substituting. You're substituting.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Definitely.
Yeah.
So you're not getting it in your real life. You're not getting that feeling, and so you look for it in your dreams.
Yes.
Okay, that makes
sense. And if you keep it, and if you keep it in your dreams, and you keep your pleasure, your physical pleasure, and if you keep that in the other dimension, you will miss out on it on a physical basis.
That makes a huge, huge sense, definitely, because
yes.
I have to say, I'm definitely one that things happen in another dimension.
Yes.
And they're not in this reality, so I guess I need to step back into my life here.
You should bring it into your physical life.
Right.
That's fun too, though.
Yes. Yes, my lesson for the day. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so you've actually got a little dream analysis in front of you of me, if you can make sense of it. So, you know, it's difficult for you, I know, because this wasn't any one particular dream. It's kind of, you know, the hodgepodge. So I don't know if you can make any sense out of it.
No, that would be I would have to pass on that because there simply are a lack of details. And as I told you earlier, this is the details are so important.
Yes.
So if I were to interpret this, I would have to cover all the colors, and you know, and that would take like 3 days.
Right, exactly. So see how complex I am. So is there a meaning behind dreaming in so many colors? Generally, I have so many colors in my dream.
Every color has their meanings. Every single one.
So could I interpret this at the present moment that because I'm dreaming in so much color that maybe the SQ, the soul, the divine, is kind of yelling at me? Maybe they're trying to get a message through to me.
Oh, yes. I would say that maybe you want to look at your stress level. Are you sometimes getting stressed?
Who doesn't in this world?
Yes, the
stress is there. I try not to have it in my realm, but yes, it finds another way of coming through.
Yeah, but if you're dreaming about a lot of colors, it's actually a sign of being an extrovert.
Mm-hmm. I think some people can say I'm that, yes.
Yes, okay, so that makes sense. And and the opposite is being an introvert if there's a lack of color.
No, there's always abundant, vibrant colors in my world, definitely.
Okay.
And the extrovert... Well,
and then there's I can give you some examples. Like I think you mentioned red in one of your things. Yes, and that's about activity and joy and festivitas. How do you say it in English? And passion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a very passionate person, yeah.
Yes, and it's also about sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which isn't happening in this reality. So that's probably why it's so active over there.
Yes, definitely, that would be it. But it's also associated with the color, your blood and anger. And revenge, and materium, and cruelty.
Like
so it depends. It really depends what this color is attached to. What kind of people? What kind of clothes? You know, if it's nature that carries the colors. So it's really it has to be combined with that to make a proper. Interpretation.
It always seems to come in the form of clothes or decor. You know, those vibrant colors. When I look at the nature, I see, you know, soft greens and I see blue skies. But when I look at people, they're always very vibrantly dressed. And the decor around is always very vibrant in colors.
Okay. So this would mean that if you can actually try to program your dreams before you go to sleep so that you tell yourself that you would really love to remember where the colors are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the red is on a dress and the green is on a bicycle or whatever it might be, so you can remember the details.
And I can see definitely that because, as I said, with so many dreams overlaying each other, you know, I need to obviously calm myself down before I go so my dreams aren't so active. What happens if somebody dreams in black and white?
The black and white is... how do you say that? It's the white is it's a positive. It's like yin and yang.
Yes.
So everything you see being white... And everything you see being black is the yin and yang playing together. And again, that totally depends on what's happening in the dream.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people seem to dream more in black and white than they do in color.
I meet a lot of people who really do dream in colors.
But if they
dream in black and white, it's because they need balance, and they really need the balance between what's happening in their dream.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there anything like, I mean, you talked about like the animal abuse being something that is a significant warning of you being ill, but is there any other warning dream that if you get this dream, it really is a big warning dream?
Well, there actually is a bit from the cattle dream, the other dream that you asked me to interpret.
Is a warning dream?
Some of it is.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
And so if you're feeling betrayed, what kind of dream would you have? It's, you know, like you were saying that you had that dream with the animals again, but, you know, that where you feel that somebody is betraying you.
Oh, that could be all different kinds of dreams. You know, you have to paint a full picture of the dream.
Right.
Really have it make sense.
Right. On that note, we are running out of time. So how about you tell everybody how they can get hold of you so that you can interpret their dreams for them?
Well, you can get a hold of me. But just now I'm getting my website redone, so that's not quite up yet, but I will, if I'm allowed, post it on your site, on Facebook, and maybe you could mail it to your list if you want to, Sarah.
Please do tell people, the listeners, how to get hold of you, because we are running out of time.
Yes, so now it's Vibeke Carlsen on Facebook. You can find me there until I get the website up. So,
okay, and spell your name. It's Vibeke Carlsen.
Yeah.
Carle. Carlsen. Sen. So it's Vibeke Carlsen.
And, yes, exactly.
Can people get hold of you by email?
Yes, they can. That's Carve, Carve, at Skagen.net, skagen.net.
Wonderful. And if you didn't get this, folks, just go to choosepositiveliving.com. It will be under radio, and then it will get moved to archives, and her site and her contact information will be with her under her date of the showing time. So you can always get hold of people from the past if you don't catch them today. I'm going to have to say goodbye, love, and thank you very, very much for being on the air. Dreams are always something that is very fascinating, and we don't realize how important they are to our lives. So I hope that what we've told our listeners today is to pay more attention to their dreams and to listen to what the divine, what our emotions, and what our physicality is trying to tell us. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you. And everybody remember to dream and pay attention to your dreams. Have a recorder next to you or to have a notebook next to you. My brother wrote an entire book on dreams. He made it into a thriller where he wrote his dreams down every morning for a year, and it was really quite fascinating. So I highly recommend following what your dreams are trying to tell you, and maybe doing a little meditation before you go to sleep, or thinking on a subject before you go to sleep, so that your dreams have a way of being able to tell you what you need to know. So wonderful having Vibeke on. Dreams are wonderful. Don't forget to daydream, because it is also your wish list. It is also your desires. And dreaming is beautiful. You can always make it happen in a dream. So next week, I have William Whitecloud on. He's the author of The Magician's Way and The Last Shaman. We'll be talking about his book, The Last Shaman. I can put this book down. It was so invigorating and really, really relevant to the needs of tapping into our outer dimensions, into our dream states, into understanding how the spirit and the divine speak to us. It was a wonderful book. He's a fascinating person. And please do tune in next week to William Whitecloud. and The Last Shaman, his book. I hope everybody has a wonderful, dreamy week, and I wish everybody wonderful, good, good vibrations. Thank you very much, folks. Bye.
Good, good vibrations.